Podcasting the African Way has been commissioned and curated by Radio Days Africa under the auspices of the Wits Radio Academy. The series written, researched and produced by Hlengiwe Mashinini, Nelson Maepa and Bandile Lukele. For more podcasts, content and information, go to www.radiodaysafrica.co.za. Episode 2, Profiling Top Podcasts in Africa.
There are many podcasts on the African continent that strive to tell stories the African way. In this episode, we highlight some of the podcasts that are making waves and we speak to some of the podcast creators on ways to have a successful podcast. With extensive research, we have picked out the top 10 best podcasts in Africa. In no particular order, we have
Loose Talk.
Now, Loose Talk is one of the best podcasts in Nigeria, hosted by Osaji Alonji, Steve Dede, and Ayomide Dayo. This podcast speaks about all things pop culture, politics, relationships, and all things affecting individuals. The first episode was released in 2016, and since then, the podcast has produced over 150 episodes, followed by
Tales of an African Princess in America.
Recorded in America by Nigerian Dr. Ozzy, the podcast focuses on African immigration abroad. Dr. Ozzy takes listeners through a journey and looks at issues surrounding healthcare, education, and career options, all from an African immigration point. And for those of you interested in podcasts that speak on leadership, well, we found
Talking Heads.
Now, Talking Heads gives listeners a fresh perspective and aims to give African thought leaders the recognition that they deserve. The podcast profiles extraordinary leaders by highlighting their meaningful and affirmative contributions to their communities, countries, the continent, and the world. This happens through a series of short videos that show African innovation with the potential to solve the challenges of our continent. Followed by
Knowledge Bandits.
Now, the Knowledge Bandits is a podcast that helps individuals hone their entrepreneurial skills and help them to achieve success with the right mentorship, advice, work ethic, and motivation. This podcast helps people believe that anything is possible if they put their minds to it. Now, if you love podcasts that speak on traveling experiences, then
Not Your African Cliché
is for you. Not Your African Cliché is a podcast hosted by four Nigerian women who draw their content from their experiences in Africa while traveling abroad. The podcast highlights the complex stories of the African continent and diaspora. Followed by
The African Show,
formerly known as African Passport, a podcast that focuses on insights, ideas, and inspiration to travel across Africa. With hosts Lindia Kaikai and Yolisa Sekgone, both share a passion for African travel. If you're looking for a podcast that will take you on an African myth journey and what it means to be African, then this is the right podcast for you. We then found an interesting podcast speaking about missionary work.
Bad Missionary Podcast.
An insightful show on development work on the African continent. The Bad Missionary Podcast is a Malawian-based podcast that focuses on missionary work in the African continent. Another interesting podcast is
Sound Africa.
Trying to avoid the one-dimensional coverage of the continent, Sound Africa aims to amplify the important yet ignored voices from all over the world. Stories that really make it on news get to be told from a quirky to hard-hitting and thought-provoking angles. Sound Africa talks about stories that capture the intricacies and multiple sides of life and society. On a lighter note, though,
Good News Guy.
With the prime focus of only good news, The Good News Guy is a podcast with a new episode every Tuesday. The podcast is all about documenting good news not only to South Africans, but the world at large, spreading positivity. And lastly, Afropop Worldwide. More into combining every sound in Africa, Afropop Worldwide is a podcast that focuses on profiling the journey of African sound and infused with cultural social stigmas around the African continent. We also caught up with some podcast creators on how to run a successful podcast, and this is what they had to say.
Hi, my name is Rachel Wamoto, and I am part of the team that produces the Afroqueer podcast in Nairobi, Kenya. What makes a podcast successful? Well, I think that a successful podcast must have a solid plan from the get-go, that one must ask themselves why they are making the podcast and who it's for. The answer to this, I think, must be solid, whatever the reason, be it to fill a gap in the market or just banter with friends. I think a successful podcast must be big on telling a story. People love stories. People respond to stories. But to tell a story successfully, you must know your audience and plan whatever story you're telling in a format that will appeal to your audience. So documentary style, chat cast, interview, whatever you want, fiction, like whichever format, it must appeal to your audience.
Hi there, I'm Avurengwi, and I host and produce a podcast called 1000 African Voices. We've been running for 3 years, and we've talked to at least 150 guests from all over the continent. In terms of advice for podcasters, first of all, the market is still very young, so one needs to be patient, produce high quality content, and just allow time to pass. And over time, people will not only get to know your product, but the willingness to engage with that type of content will only increase. And I love the fact that anyone from anywhere with a good internet speed can produce good content. And if you make it good, then yay, people will come, people will listen to your content, and you can only grow from there.
My name is Nelly Kalu. I am Nigerian and I live in Lagos. My podcast is called The COVID Spin. It's about how religious leaders fuel misinformation and disinformation around the COVID-19 vaccine, which then leads to hesitancy amongst their followers and, of course, mars the COVID-19 vaccination efforts in Nigeria. My advice for anyone who, anywhere in the continent, who is producing a podcast and sharing it, I can say this: do absolutely good work. Tell a really good story. It was an investigative podcast, and it was really about storytelling and how we were able to arrive at our conclusion at all of the digital investigative work that I had done and how to present it in that format. And I think in the end, you must know your audience, know how to tell a story, and be able to clearly state that story in a very interesting, relatable way. If and when this is done, I think it will be amongst the first steps to a successful podcast.
In the third episode, we speak about how African stories are best told using podcasts with the prominent Melissa Mpogua. This episode will bring insight of the stories most prevalently told in Africa and will investigate the importance of podcasting as a way to reconstruct our African identities.
That was Podcasting the African Way, a five-part podcast series curated for Radio Days Africa. For more, click to radiodaysafrica.co.za.